Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Rich Evans with us today. And, Rich, I am delighted that RGU called from New Jersey. Here is a perfect example, class, of a man who wants to grow his own food, something that we've been talking about here for almost 10 years. RGU, please continue.
Yes, so my next question is, like I heard yesterday you had your master's and then you had like a $20,000 with the, like a federal job or a government job. So what inspired you to leave that job and then do farming? How did that transition happen and like why did you decide to do that?
Okay, well, one day I was looking out the window in a multi-story office building where I was building computer systems. And I realized that there were two ways out of town. I could go north and south on the interstate. And if everyone said, you know what, let's get out of Dodge, at the same time, I'd never be able to get out. So I said, this is crazy. And I decided that because I was always interested in doing things better, at least my opinion, no matter what it was, I wanted to improve it. If I had a vehicle, I wanted to get more miles per gallon. I wanted to have lower rolling resistance. I used to build race engines. I used to race cars. And I was always tinkering with all kinds of things, electronic things, mechanical things, automotive things. And I was used to hard work. So I thought, you know what? If farmers can do it, I can do it too. So I decided that we would buy a farm. You know, of course, I talked with my wife about it, and so we bought our very first farm, and I've been a farmer ever since. So it was a dramatic change in lifestyle. I had a boss when I was at one of my banking positions, and the boss was pretty mean. And I was the guy he was, and he would take out his frustrations on. And it was very, very difficult. It was a stressful job, and I thought, you know, really, why would I want to do this? So I decided that I would become a real estate investor. And I started buying, one building at a time. And then I spent so much money, I spent over $1 million in a year buying buildings. And then the bank, I learned that the bank was my friend. You know, the more you owe them, the more they are your friends, and they want to help make sure that you don't fail. So I learned how to become a real estate investor. And, you know, I've done a bunch of things in my life, and I decided that I wanted to be, after I did the real estate investing, I realized I could control my own destiny, and I did not have to be tied to a paycheck. I could make my own paycheck. I could work whatever hours I wanted, and I decided that after that I sold all my real estate very quickly, bought a farm, and became a farmer and learned how to raise cows. And that's what I did. So, you know, it's just, are you willing to take that leap? Rich Sheban did something quite similar. He went from New York City to becoming a farmer in Montana. So we took that leap. It was a calculated leap. And I want to tell you that Rich Sheban is an entrepreneur. I'm an entrepreneur. And you've probably heard that entrepreneurs are risk takers. And nothing can be farther from the truth than that. Entrepreneurs are painfully allergic to risks. Painfully. And so we do everything we can to minimize risks and to minimize loss. That's what we do. So we're very, very careful. Now, I'm talking about entrepreneurs that use their own money. Now, entrepreneurs that use other people's money, they're not so careful. But we are, because we're using our money. So, does that sort of answer your question? I wanted to be in control of my own destiny, and I was willing to take the risk. A very, very, very tiny risk.
Yeah, it certainly does. And the thing that you mentioned, that like you want to minimize risk, I read a book called like Richest Man in Babylon.
Yes.
And there they mentioned like one of the principles was to succeed, you have to minimize like your failures. And once you do that, then success will come to you. So, I mean, like, it definitely answers my question. But thank you for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
Sure. And please call in again. I'm delighted. Before you go, mm-hmm. Arju, what can we do to do a better job here at USA Prepares?
I think, like, you guys are doing a perfect job. You know, I just started listening to you guys, like, 1 week, 2 weeks back, and the rationale behind your radio show is, I think there is a lot of truth to it. There is a lot of food shortages that is going on throughout the world. Businesses are collapsing. So I don't know like what's going to happen here. So we don't know what's after 1 month, 2 months. You know, like in 1 month we have lost so many jobs. There's nobody knows what lies ahead right now. So I mean, like maybe nothing will happen. Maybe we will get back just to our like normal life. You know, like nothing happens, everything is just fine. It's also a possibility, but we don't know what's going to happen in the future. But like you guys are like very very, very close to the truth, and you know like and I hope like things return to normal here. But I think like I do really enjoy your show. You know, like I listen to it like for past 2 weeks. I'm listening to it from past 2 weeks, and I'm really enjoying the show.
Arju, let me tell you, you can hope. I appreciate all those kind words that you said, and I know Rich does too. You can hope that things are going to return to normal soon. The reality is they are not. They are not. They cannot. They cannot return to normal soon because so many people have lost their jobs, and some of the young people have had a taste of what it's like to get paid and not work. And what I'm reading on the news, through my research, is they don't want to go back. I mean, they like the freedom of not having to work and not having to worry about their bills. They like the fact that they can't pay the rent and they don't have to worry about that. So this is a whole new world where people have been exposed to getting things for free as compared to what Rich Sheban and I have done, which is work all our lives and, you know, scrimp and save and be frugal and have that kind of an outlook on life. But as far as the hope, I wouldn't put too much hope in this turning around soon, because I don't believe it will. And if you want to survive, I suggest you, there's a book that you might want to read, and I don't know if it's even available. It's called The Have More Plan. I'm going to look it up to make sure that I've said that right. Have More Plan. And it's a book that talks about what happened. So gasoline was cheap. Fuel was cheap. And people used to work, let's say, in Brooklyn. And there were factories in Brooklyn. There were shirt factories and scissor factories and so forth, where we made all kinds of parts and machinery and clothing and things that people wanted to buy were made in the cities. The machinery was in the cities. So people lived in the cities. They walked to work. They lived in apartments, and they could walk to work. And then some people said, you know what, because gasoline is so inexpensive, maybe 10, 15, 20 cents a gallon, we could move outside of the city, have a little bit of land, and drive back and forth to work. And that's what they did. And it was all built on inexpensive energy. So people could literally live where you do in New Jersey and get to New York to work. And that's what happened. So someone who lives in New Jersey can live on an acre of land, let's say, and, you know, spend the hour or 2 hours to get to New York City to work and make a lot of money. Well, that's what happened. And that is in a book called The Have More Plan. It's combined with another book called The Long Emergency, L-O-N-G, Emergency. You might want to look up those two books. But The Have More Plan says, you know, you can get a couple chickens. You can raise a garden. You can have your own eggs from your chickens. And the chickens will, you know, help make that manure that you need to make the garden grow. So you can have a property that is bigger, larger, and you can be more independent of the system. So that's what Rich Sheban did. That's what I've done. That's what Norm Shealy has done. That's what a bunch of Gwyneth Isaacs in Australia, we've all done that. We've all said, you know what? We'd rather live in a more poor area and have more land and do more work and be more independent. So there's gives and takes on the whole equation. So is it easy doing what Rich Sheban does? Absolutely not. Is it rewarding? Yes, it is. And the same with me and Norm and Gwyneth. All of us work way harder than the average bear, way harder. But it's so much more rewarding. I was outside last night with the family. We're walking around on the farm. Couldn't hear a thing. Not one sound. I mean, other than, you know, the bugs. You can hear the bugs making noises, and you can hear the cows mooing. Other than that, there's no horns, there's no sirens, there's no airplane engines, there's no breaking of the sound barrier. It's really quiet here. And you can have that too, Arju.
Yes, that's what I'm planning now. You know, like I'm planning to have like a little bit of land in a house, and you know, like try to even like learn first, you know, like how to grow like small crops, you know, like that. And but that's more of my hobby also. You know, like I actually, you know, like I want to grow something, you know, like in the ground. You know, like I've never done this before, but I want to do this, you know, like, and it's just like just a passion from inside rather than what is going on throughout the world. It's not that. It's just like I just want to do it, you know.
Okay. Here's a simple way to get started. And this is what we've done with children over the years. Get some radish seeds, okay? And get a bucket. You can buy some if you can't find dirt in your yard. You can go to the Chinese factory outlet, Walmart, and get some soil. And you want to make sure it does not contain industrial waste, which would be from, you know, the sources, to make sure it does not contain that. And get some radish seeds and plant them according to what the seed packet says, and keep them in the sun and watered and, you know, warm, and you will be successful. Okay? And it's really wonderful. And that's what children do. We want children to be successful, because if you're not successful the first time that you have your little garden, and it can be in a bucket, you might want to throw in the towel after that and say, yeah, it doesn't work, it's too hard. But if you're successful, then you can get bigger and bigger and bigger. And that's what Rich Sheban's done. I'm sure that's what we've done. That's what my parents did. We've all started small, and we had a little success, and then we build on that. Any comments, Rich? We've got Craig in New York on hold.
Yeah, I just want to give RJ, or however he pronounces his name, pardon me, a little extra incentive, because when you go to the store, a lot of potatoes, pardon me, are sprayed with chemicals to slow down budding shoots and rots, and they also radiate it, which destroys nutrition and vitamins. I want to give a few more incentives after the break, if that's okay with you, Vince.
Okay, we've got Craig on hold. He's been holding for 12 minutes, 26 seconds. Craig, if you don't mind staying with us, we'll talk about rototillers. If you can just do that in a couple minutes, Arju, if you want to stay on, you're certainly welcome to do that. Now, you guys are the kind of guys that we get excited about, because you're actually doing something.
Smart.
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Evans with us. Arju is in New Jersey, and Craig is on hold in New York. Rich, if you can just give us a few quick comments for Arju, and then we'll move on to Craig.
Yeah, Arju, the benefits of gardening is endless. You get your vitamins and minerals from the soil, so when you buy your vegetables or produce in the store, you don't know what you're getting. Plus, you have a chance of getting salmonella, listeria, E. coli. You're eating a lot of fat-free products when you go to the supermarket, like MSG, aspartame, artificial sweeteners, nicotine, high fructose corn syrup, a lot designed to be addictive, including propylene glycol, which is addictive in foods and used as an antifreeze. So you want to keep away from anything synthetic, artificial, refined, and processed, and think immune stimulant versus immune suppressant like sugar. Think onions, garlic, cayenne pepper, ginger, horseradish, cabbage family. And keep in mind, Monsanto, 96% of shareholders voted to not disclose GMO ingredients. If that doesn't get your hackles up, nothing will. So think about growing your own produce in your own soil and knowing what you put in the soil on the produce so you can get the best benefits of nutrition.
There you go.
So good. Thank you, guys. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Arjo. Please call back. I'd love to hear from you.
Yeah.
Craig in New York, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Vince. Hi, Rich.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. I have a 30 by 40 garden in the backyard. I want to double that. And I did have a cultivator at one point. It doesn't run right. So I was thinking about getting the next size up rototiller. But I'm the frugal guy, and I'd like to, you know, maybe buy a used one. Is there any tips that you can give me or a name brand that you trust?
Sure. What's wrong with the one you have?
It's a cultivator, so it's kind of small. It's two cycle. It was a Craftsman. It never ran right from the beginning. The throttle would be inoperable. I'm slightly mechanical inclined, so I would send it to a shop. It would come back, run right for an hour or two, and then a different problem would happen with it.
Okay. All right. So I do have an answer, and I'm sure Rich does as well. I've only owned a few different rototillers. One was an Ahrens, but it was in the 1960s, and it was used, and it had high-speed tines, not shaped like an L, just straight tines, and it had little cutters on the tines, and it would finely cut the soil, but you can't have rocks with that. So if you have any rocks like we do here, you need spaced tines. You can't have real fine tines. They've got to be heavy duty. And, of course, that puts you in the Troy-built arena. Now, the Troy-built used to have a really fine reputation. And it had an American-made Kohler engine. Some of them had Briggs & Stratton engines. They have cheapened them over the years. And they are not as good as they used to be. So we have two rototillers. We have one's called a horse, which is about 10 horsepower. And it's really heavy, and it's really hard to start. I mean, it's a real hard pull. And it will do the garden of the size that you want to expand to. It'll be fine. We have another one, which is called a Bronco. It's made by Troy Belt as well. It's a little tiny one. Well, it's not real tiny, but it's about 5.5 horsepower or so. And it's really lightweight, and it's really flimsy. And typically, it's about $500 if you get one at a really good sale. But it's really flimsy compared to the horse. The horse is the kind of thing that you buy one, and if you take care of it, it'll last you for a long time. The Bronco probably will last maybe 6-7 years. And it would be that would be about the maximum size garden that you were growing into that you'd use this Bronco for. I like the Bronco because it's lightweight. But lightweight means less durable. We've already broken tines on it. The tines are made in China. The engine's made in China. We have to fill the transmission of it every time we use it because the seals are worn out. And this thing probably only has 20 hours on it. So what I'm saying is it's a really flimsy device. But all of them are. And the other comparable models are worse than this. So I think that's probably going to be your best choice. I'd love to hear what Rich Sheban has to say. Craig, can you hold?
I cannot today, but I'll try to call back on Tuesday when Rich is back on.
Okay. That sounds good. All right. Thanks
very much. Thank you, though.
See you, Craig.
Okay, bye-bye.
Take care, Rich. Thanks.
Rich, if you want to give us your opinion on rototillers when we come back, I'd love to hear it.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Sounds
where
good.
Are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump will be signing a small business relief package during a ceremony in the Oval Office later today. The measure adds new funds to a small business loan program that lets employers keep workers on the payroll despite the pandemic. Meanwhile, many people have still not received their coronavirus stimulus check, and there are already calls for a second round of them. But Senator John Cornyn, the Republican of Texas, says that's not likely to happen.
It would be prudent for us to hit the pause button and to make sure we're implementing everything we've already approved before we start spending more money.
Another grim milestone about to be reached in the outbreak as Johns Hopkins University researchers say the U.S. death toll from the virus is nearing 50,000. Stocks opening higher on Wall Street as oil prices rebound. And this is USA Radio News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Many doctors are ripping President Trump's suggestion at yesterday's daily briefing that injecting disinfectant into the human body could successfully treat coronavirus infections. The president brought it up at the briefing yesterday after a Homeland Security official mentioned that disinfectants like bleach can kill the coronavirus on surfaces. Pulmonologist and NBC News contributor Dr. Vin Gupta says the notion of injecting or swallowing any type of cleansing product is irresponsible and dangerous. Trump's Food and Drug Administration has specifically warned already against drinking such chemicals and disinfectants. The Chinese government says it's going to donate an extra $30 million to the World Health Organization after President Trump said he was cutting off U.S. funding for the WHO. China's foreign ministry saying that the donation reflects Beijing's support and trust in that organization. And a spokesman says the donation, along with $20 million that the government gave last month, will support the global fight against the virus pandemic. China's pledge coming on the same day that U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo again said that the Trump administration might never give any money to the World Health Organization again. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's top?
Last day of God,
take my, when you go to the season, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
We're talking about rototillers with Rich Sheevan, and just a quick thumbnail sketch of what to think about. There are front tine rototillers where the tines are in the front of the tiller. There are rear tine tillers, which the tines are in the back closest to the operator of the rototiller, and there are rototillers that have counter-rotating tines. So what happens is, think of a rototiller with rear tines that has tires with deep cleats in them to drive the rototiller forward. So it's self-propelled, very slow, self-propelled, and the tires are pulling the rototiller forward, and the tines are rotating backwards. So the tines want to go backwards. The tires want to go forward, and that combination of forward and backward really enables the tiller to dig in better. It's easier on the operator. Now, I'm looking at Home Depot. They say they have a Super Bronco 16-inch, which is what we have, a Super Bronco, and it has an overhead valve engine, rear-tine, counter-rotating gas tiller with one-hand operation. That's nuts, okay? There's no such thing as one-hand operation. Maybe if you're on the beach and you're in sand or something, but if you're actually in soil, you need to have two hands on the rototiller. So don't be misled by, you know, super easy. It's not super easy. It's work. It's work. If you're strong, it's work. And I paid $300 for it used. The guy bought it and didn't know how to put the belt on it, so he sold it for $300. I paid him his asking price. And I see now that that same darn thing is $799, $800, more than twice what I paid for it, almost three times the price. So these things are not cheap anymore. They are really, really expensive. Rich, you have any comments before we take George's call in New Hampshire?
Yeah, I just want to mention real quick, when I heard the news just now, I just heard part of it, so pardon me if I don't have the whole thing in context, saying about President Trump not discussing something about chlorine properly. I think he might have been talking about chlorine dioxide, which is MMS. It's basically registered by the FDA for methicillin-resistant staph, and it destroys. It's basically a powerful oxidizer, and it destroys poison, neutralizes chemicals, and kills parasites and releases heat energy. So that could have been the context what he was discussing, because the mainstream media often takes things out of context. So I just wanted to throw that out there. And regarding rototilling, I use raised beds. I don't use a rototiller. I start my seeds with heirloom seeds in my solarium. And then I bring them outside when they're small plants, and I use a pitchfork, and I literally pitchfork each spot so my soil is aerated in that spot. And I love raised beds because it heats up my soil earlier in the year, keeps it warmer later in the year, and my nutrition that I put into the soil does not leach out. It stays in that area. So that's my short answer since George is on.
Okay, and Gwyneth has a term for what you do, and she calls that shovel therapy. And so she does it with a shovel and a pitchfork as well. Georgia, New Hampshire, welcome.
Hi, Benson. Hi, Rich.
Hey.
I don't mean to cut you off, Rich, but what you were saying about the rototiller.
Oh, no worries, buddy.
Okay, appreciate that. And I appreciate this opportunity, Benson, and you know the fine programming that you bring to the air. I just was calling about a situation where I know this is a very stressful time for many people, and I've witnessed this professionally as well as personally. What stress or an ongoing crisis state of mind can do to the human body. And the reason I'm bringing it up is that your body is your tool chest. It's your vehicle. It's your protection from the elements. And also it's your digester of your food and energy. So you have we all have remarkable bodies. Granted, some of us are older, some of us might have certain illnesses or disabilities, and yet we still function with this remarkable device that the Creator gave us. I am saying this for a reason. Parkinson's disease, if you're in a hyper state of vigilance all of the time, and I've experienced this myself in the military, where, you know, you're going, in other words, the gentlemen and the ladies on this program that give their time are not shock jocks. They're not just trying to keep you tuned with just, you know, basically impacting you constantly to up the ratings. They're trying to give you good practical advice. And I'm sorry to be so long-winded, but there's a point that I wanted to make, and it was that I have seen people who would listen to the likes, and this is my opinion now, of like a Rush Limbaugh, who basically had a drug addiction problem And he also had hearing implants because he couldn't hear anymore, but he was constantly beating the drum. I would call it a motor mouth syndrome. Michael Savage, in my opinion, is another one where they said he had a dog in the corner, and the dog would get sick, and I couldn't listen to more than 5 minutes. Now, again, this is my observation. I have seen people who would turn on the radio, listen to one shock jock, then turn on the radio and switch it to another dial. And I saw them over a pattern of many years. They started to develop the shakes or Parkinson's because your nerves have a coating that can burn away like it's overheating an electrical device, as I'm sure you, Vince, and you, Rich, could attest to. You don't want to burn yourself out. And sometimes you have to turn away from the overload of information, of crisis information, and sometimes just take a nice warm soaking bath, or go for a walk, or ride a bicycle, even if it's on the end of a street, and just get back to nature, look at the world, give thanks and appreciation. And you're in a country where, yeah, everything's pretty much the same as it was, with the fact that there's another random element floating around out there that could impact us negatively and impacting us negatively. But we're heading for an island. All right, maybe one ship is going down, but we're going to an island. And it's a new adventure ahead. We don't know what's going to be at the island. We don't know what's going to be there. And I'm just saying, I don't want to see people get to the point where they debilitate themselves through worry, whereas, like, your program, Vincent, and your tutorials, Rick, is telling us, or both of yours, is telling us to basically prepare, you know. And I'm sorry to be so long-winded.
Oh, that's fine, George. That's why we give a lot of statistics, a lot of facts, you know, a lot of financial, economic, social, and political rationale. But we try to dovetail that with ideas and solutions. So, I mean, I'm blue in the face talking about how we need to basically regain our balance between technology and nature. And a lot of this information that comes from the mainstream media is not real accurate. You know, like there's a study from New York City, 94% of patients who had morbidity had underlying other diseases, okay? And the mortality rate for this COVID-19, another article, is 25 to 60% less than government and media claims. You know, that tells me that they are sensationalizing for control, and that's why I went through the agenda reasons earlier in the show. So I think that there is a lot of good news there. After, you know, we get through with it and really find out what the facts are versus the propaganda. And I'm not saying that they're not going to create a secondary infection on us. I don't know what they're going to do. But I think right now is the perfect time, if you haven't done it, to start growing a garden, to start thinking about living rural, to start thinking about being self-sufficient. Go back to basics. Just think things like food, water, and shelter. Think, just if you live in urban, suburban America, just think food, water, and shelter right now. And think about nature, like George just said, because nature is soothing, it's healing, and you can grow your own garden, you can go hunting and fishing, and you can harvest edible and medicinal plants, you can go bird watching, you can study silviculture and dendrology. There's so much to do. You know, here in Montana, I am so busy, and it's just the lifestyle is truly a blessing. Vince?
I've got a comment about that. So I have a relative through marriage who built houses near New York City, happened to be in New Jersey, stone houses, really nice, wonderful stone houses. And then what happened is the builder would take a deposit on these houses, start the construction, and payments would come forth as the house progressed. So these were not, you know, bang-em-out type houses. These were really high-quality houses. The October crash, 1929, happened, and everything stopped. So the deposit stopped, and there was no money to build anything. Materials were hard to find. Everything stopped, kind of like now. And so this relative of mine, through marriage, stopped building houses and bought a farm you know, moved south and bought a farm, a little over 100 acres, and started raising crops. So that, what I'm saying is, here's a guy who, really bright guy, who was, he worked for himself building houses, and he decided to take the plunge and learn how to farm. And that's what he did. So he bought a little over 100 acre farm. And so what happened was he turned lemons into lemonade. He took a really bad situation, the first Great Depression, and bought a farm and raised food, which was necessary for everybody. And it worked. And it worked for the rest of his life. So that's what you can do. You can do that. There are farms for sale. And you can learn how to do it. Now, if you can sell your house, it might be a great way to go. This might be a real great blessing in disguise. And the benefits of doing that is you'll be farther at a distance farther from people. And, George, I'm thinking about you specifically. I would just love to walk down the driveway here at our farm, across the road, and stand on our side of the road and just have a chat with you on your side of the road, you know, until this virus thing is over. Then we can have coffee around the kitchen table. Wouldn't that be the neatest thing? I'd love
it.
And you'd be the perfect neighbor. And so would Rich. And so would Kyle.
Hey, Vince, didn't you get my message this morning? I sent you some smoke signals.
Yeah. You know, so it can be done. It can be done. And is it a little bit unnerving to leave the safety of the status quo? Absolutely. You know, when we bought our first farm, it was dark at night because no one turned on the streetlights. Well, they couldn't turn them on because there weren't any streetlights. I took a class at IBM early in my computer career, like in the 70s. And I went to 909 Third Avenue in New York City to IBM and learned a little bit about the way they do and build computer systems. And there was a gal in class, and she said, "How can you stand living in the country? You know, it's got to be terrifying." I said, "How many locks do you have on your door in the city?" She had 6 locks. And she thought, you know, she was safe, and living in the country was unsafe. Can you imagine that? We'll be right back.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. Life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net, that's 2020safe.net, to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Okay, we've got three calls lined up, and we have very little time. I just want to tell you very quickly, class, I looked up rototillers at Home Depot and Lowe's. Out of stock, unavailable for pickup. So something has happened in the demand and probably in the supply of rototillers. You can check Craigslist, and I got to tell you, I think the rear tine with the heavy, heavy tines in the rear are the way to go. And it looks like Troy-Bilt is probably your best choice. George, we've got some other calls. Anything that we can help you with quickly?
If I may say, sure. This world, one thing you can guarantee is change. Our ancestors had to leave behind. 500 years ago, there wasn't any cities. There was a just vast forest with various tribes scattered across this nation, across this land. All I'm saying is that you're in a wonderful position right now in the sense that it's soon to be May. You're at the very beginning of the growing season. You've just come through a winter and spring, and you have a lot of raw materials, and you're in the richest country in the world. So if you don't make something out of this, and you don't sit down, and I'll leave it with this, antidoteforall.com, it's free. It'll center you and give you a break from whatever cobwebs or chains are forming up around you, and you'll see what freedom really is. And this is a blessing in disguise. And I mean this, and that's what you, Vincent, are saying, and that's what you, Rich, are saying. God bless you all, and all right, and thank you for giving me the opportunity. Take care.
God bless, George. That's George, USA Preparers Instructor. Kyle in Montana, then Steve in New Mexico. Kyle, welcome.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm just going to go because I wanted to be the first shock jock on USA Preparers. But no, the main. I totally agree with you on those rototillers, Vince. This last fall, an old boy had a garage sale because he was moving, and I was able to pick up the Troy-Bilt horse. It's the one that's a little bit, I think it's the 5-horse or 7-horse. I can't remember now. Anyway, with a snowplow
on
it.
It's at least
right?
Eight. It's at least eight. Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay.
We have the same one.
I know that much. And for $150 just because he was moving. So, folks, hit Craigslist.
Wow.
The other thing on the other thing that you might want to really think about, I know you don't really care for front tine tillers, and I didn't either, until you get one of them little mantis tillers. If you're doing raised beds and it don't throw the dirt out of the bed very bad, you can get one of those little mantis two-stroke mantis tillers. I bought one for $75 at a garage sale, brought it home, put a $14 carburetor on it, and the thing's been running now for, good grief, close to 10 years that my wife and I have had this thing.
I agree. I agree with you. I agree with you. If you're just going to do a touch-up on soil, that's really easy. A Mantis front tine two-cycle is great. The only problem with them is the clutches. They will tend to burn out, and you have to run them out of fuel so that you don't destroy the carburetor. I absolutely agree with that. But if you have rough soil like we do here, it won't survive. It won't survive. You need cast iron-type tines and a rear tine. I agree with you. Very good,
yep,
Kyle.
I agree.
And that price that you paid, $150 for a horse that's between 8 and 10 horsepower, that is a beast. That is a steal. Typically, I looked the price up for the horse right now, $2,600.
I know it, Vince. That's why
you can't get them put on stock.
Right. You know, one time, too, about 15 years ago, Vince, I bought a 8-horsepower rear-tine Sears and Roebuck for $75 at a garage sale because it had a busted rear. The tine itself, the shaft was broke right where the bolt was. So I ground that down and put it to a point, made a fillet weld, put it back on there, re-drilled the hole, and I've been using that one still ever since. So, folks, if you're willing to work on them or even have them worked on a little bit, sometimes you can get them. I'll hang up, let somebody else get on.
Kyle, thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks, Kyle.
Yeah. Steve in New Mexico, welcome. Steve in New Mexico, welcome.
Thank you. Hello, Vince and Rich. I just want to thank you guys for all your experience, you know, in your farming and how to grow gardens. And what I need to know, Vince, I haven't started a garden in 4 years, and the area I have is going to be about 20 by 20. And you were talking about that fertilizer 13-13-13. Now, I was wondering how many bags of that would I need? How many bags would I need for that area?
Here's what I would do. I'd buy two bags minimum just to have it, okay? And assuming that it's going to be difficult to get in the future. So what I use is a small trowel, and I put a small amount at each plant. I don't fertilize the whole garden, just each plant. Now, I would rather use compost. I really would.
Yeah.
But if you don't have compost, you got to get these plants started. And the way to do it is 13, 13, 13. If you use too much, you're going to burn the plants. Look it up on YouTube. Look it up on the Internet. Maybe a teaspoon full of fertilizer scattered, let's say, 6 inches around the plant. That's what I would do. Rich Sheban, 10 seconds.
Yeah, I would say go for it, folks. Think of adventure, skill sets, nutrition, variety. What if you had a goal, a dream of a new life, and you didn't have the guts to pull the trigger? Go for it. Life is short.
There you go.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.